So, now that we know what hypnosis is not, well, what is it? Well, one way to look at hypnosis is to call it an altered state of mind. Now, this altered state of mind is special in that people are more responsive in this particular altered state of mind. Their inner world somehow become more real, and the thoughts and ideas that you present through your language and your suggestions become a part of that inner world. Now, there's a rule in hypnosis that anything that includes the inner world, in other words, becomes part of that inner world of someone, eventually becomes part of their outer world. If you want to help someone change their behavior, you help them change the inner world first, and that will influence the way that their behavior actually comes out later. But hypnosis isn't some kind of metaphysical, strange, magical experience. It is actually very, very natural. And whilst you'll be learning the skills to predictably be able to put people in trances and get them to do whatever you want, within, of course, the ethical constraints, you will actually notice normal, everyday hypnosis happening all around you. You've had the experience, for example, of driving a car, and maybe you've got 10 miles to go. And suddenly you're driving into your driveway and you ask yourself, hang on a second, what has happened to the last 10 miles? You have no real recollection of any of that journey. You know when you started, you know where you finished, but you don't really realize what happened in between. This is an example of your unconscious mind just taking over and making your life easier. Of course, someone was driving the car whilst you weren't there, and that is what the unconscious mind does best. Another example might be the elevator. Who hasn't been in an elevator, you're kind of watching the numbers go up, which itself is kind of a strange thing if you think about it. Just sitting there, watching the numbers change over time. And even though you know what number you want to get out on, say you want to get off at the sixth floor and the doors open on the third floor and everyone moves out, what do? Of course, you move out with the rest of the crowd. And then suddenly you realize, hang on a second, this floor doesn't look like my floor. And you go back inside the lift. So what happens? Well, the lift created an experience, a cultural experience of trance. So that when everyone else walked out of the lift, it represented a non-verbal suggestion to you to leave the lift as well. So you followed right along. So these are all examples of everyday natural hypnosis. What are some other examples? Well, you've watched a film, haven't you? You've watched TV or been to the cinema. These are all examples of hypnosis in action because you simply could not see the things, the actions on the screen. Your mind would not make sense of those blots of images or the tinny sound if you didn't alter your own experience to incorporate for it. In fact, you had to learn to be able to see images on a TV. You had to learn to be able to hear the certain sounds, particularly on the radio with the strange frequencies. In fact, anyone who has never watched TV, let's say you take someone out of a tribe in the middle of the Amazon who hasn't even seen or heard of a television set, and you put him in front of a TV set, he will not be able to make sense of any of the images and sounds that come out of it because we had to learn to do that. We've been conditioned throughout our lives to enter different kinds of trance states. And you know this, for example, you can walk into a room and a TV might be playing and everyone else is watching with rapt attention, but to you just don't quite get it. But then, of course, you sit down on the sofa, you join everyone else, and within minutes, you get sucked into this reality. If you've ever read a book and felt emotions changing, you've experienced hypnosis in action. How can you have your emotional world change? How can some books actually change people's lives? Think about it. All it is some colored ink on a piece of paper. How can that change people's lives? Well, because of your interaction with that information, the way you alter your state to assimilate it is a hypnotic process. And that changes your mood, your emotions, and sometimes even the very way that you walk through life. Now, this is an important point, by the way. An emotional response is an unconscious response. You do not consciously choose your feelings. They are results of your thinking on a conscious level, and they're the results of your unconscious mind responding to the suggestions that you present to yourself. So every time you have an emotional response, you're actually having an unconscious response. And I'd like you to remember this, because this is going to be a guiding theme that we'll be coming back to more and more. Now, I could sit here and give you thousands of examples of hypnosis in action in a natural setting. For example, when you work on your computer for too long, and suddenly a friend calls up, and you find it a little difficult to kind of get into the conversation, because you have to shift brain states, shift gears inside your mind. Any repetitive task that you like to engage in, be it running or gardening or anything of a similar nature, is actually hypnotic. That's why people find it therapeutic. The difference between people who run because they like it as a therapy, as a release, and those who have to force themselves to run because they really don't like it, is that those who run as a therapeutic release are entering an altered state of mind. They're entering a trance in which they're actually literally doing hypnotherapy on themselves without even realizing it. It's a very powerful thing to be able to do for yourself.